Good morning, God's beloved. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Allow me to greet you this morning in the wonderful and the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We shall find our call to worship in the books of Psalm 105. We shall read from verses 1 to verses 5. And it reads as follows. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known amongst the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful acts, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgment he has pronounced. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you this morning, gracious God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us yet another chance to live. We thank you for your merciful grace that was watching over us during the night. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, the honor, and the adoration, Father God. We lift up your name, Lord, because there is no one like you. We therefore invite you, Holy Spirit, today as we are about to indulge into your word. Open our spiritual eyes and ears, Father God, and open our hearts so that your word can dwell in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, we shall find our scripture reading in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 16. We shall commence reading from verses 21 up until verses 24. And it reads as follows. The heading says, Jesus predicts his death. From the time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said. This shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have the mind, the concern of God, but merely human concerns. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me. This is the word of God, and we thank God for his word. We are going to listen to God as he speak to us in this month, as we're closing the woman's month, in the scripture that we just read. And my theme that I'm going to connect to this scripture, I would like us to talk about the cost of discipleship. This will be the theme for the scripture that we just read today. We find Jesus Christ talking to his disciples. It is as if Jesus Christ is preparing them of the things that are going to happen. Or it is as if Jesus Christ is trying to explain to his disciples what his mandated job was here on this earth. And then he gives them a roadmap, or rather a compass that is going to direct them and show them as to what it is that is going to happen to him up until the third day when he rises again. And we are going to concentrate on verse 24 when Jesus is saying to his disciples, Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. The cost of discipleship. In this verse, what we have learned, friends, is that Jesus, the first point is that Jesus gives us a choice to be his disciples. He says that whoever that wants to be my disciple will need to deny themselves, take their cross, and follow me. What is it that Jesus is trying to teach us by saying that we need to deny ourselves? We need to pick up the cross. What is this cross that Jesus is talking about? What does he mean when he says to us we must follow him? The first point, he says that we must deny ourselves. In order for you to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, he has taught us during his journey on earth that we need to share the little that we've got. We need to be disciples and serve other people, and we must come last as the servants of God. Jesus Christ teaches us to open our homes to strangers, though it's not safe in the times that we're living in, but he teaches us to be compassionate to each other, to think about the next person, to not think about us when we have plenty and forget about the people that don't have anything at all. He says that you need to deny yourself. We need to be selfless. We need not to be selfish. We need not to think about us only and about our loved ones and our families, but we must know that God has called us into his mission so that we must go out to the world. We must go and give to the needy. We must go and search and see where exactly is other people running short of. That's where Jesus Christ is calling us. Jesus Christ is calling us not to be comfortable in our homes, for our loved ones and our families. But today, Jesus Christ is reminding us that in order for us to be his disciples, we need to serve out there. We need to be a church that is available. We need to be a church that is visible during this time of a pandemic that has come through to the world so hard. We need to think about the other people. That is the first point that I would like us to remember, that during these challenging times where women and children are abused, we need to think about others. We might not be able to take part physically, but we must remember to put these people that are suffering, to put these people that don't have much, and give and bring them closer to God and pray and intercede them on their behalf. The second point that Jesus Christ is reminding us, that if we want to be his disciples, we need to carry our cross and follow him. As he clearly states on verse 21 that he is going to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things in the hands of the elders, in the hands of the priests, and in the hands of the teachers. He is telling us that during our journey on this world, on this earth, as we are following him, at times things are not going to be easy. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, we are not immune to suffering. We are not immune to bad things into happening to us. But the difference is that when we are disciples of Jesus Christ and we carry the cross and follow Jesus Christ, our yoke, it is going to be easy. So we must remember that in our journey of being disciples, friends, we need to carry that cross, and we need to carry it, not carry it alone, but follow Jesus Christ. And the last point that I want to remind you is that Jesus Christ says we need to deny ourselves, we need to carry our cross, last but not least, we need to follow him. We need to follow him, as Jesus says that, I am the bread, I am the life, I am the truth, and no one will go to the Father except for Jesus Christ. And it reminds us in the book of John that my sheep, they listen to my voice, they know it, and they follow it. And he suggests that, he says that, you need to follow me, meaning that Jesus Christ is in the forefront of this journey of life. He is walking before us, meaning that as we follow him, we are following his footsteps. We are following him as a good shepherd that is before us. And whenever Jesus is in front of us, we can rest assured to be safe in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. I invite you, friends, this morning to take your cross, to deny yourself, and to follow Jesus Christ. And the good news is that as you read this verse on the last, as you read this chapter on the last verses, he says that at the end of the day we will meet the Son of Man, and everybody is going to be rewarded according to what they have done. So may God continue to bless us as we remember that we are called into this discipleship. We are called to serve in this world. We're not serving alone, but we are serving following the footsteps of Jesus Christ. We're not following Jesus Christ alone, but we follow Christ carrying the cross. So I would like to remind us, friends, to deny ourselves, to have compassion, to feel pity on other people, to think about those who are struggling, who don't have enough during these challenging times, even though we might not be able to reach out to them as we normally do as a church, but we can bring them closer to God with prayer. And remember that everybody's going to be rewarded according to what we have done. come, let us pray. Gracious God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you again, Lord. We thank you for reminding us that it is costly to be your disciple. However, our cost is not in vain, but we are rest assured that we are following Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Help us, Father God, to give us strength during our walk in this Christian life, so that when we come across the sufferings and the challenges of this journey, we must remember that you are the beginning and you are the end. In Jesus' name, Amen.